As you will have gathered, Tony Abbott has touched down in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. There he's to address the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Allegations of war crimes by the Sri Lankan government have cast a long shadow on the lead-up to Chogham, but Mr. Abbott has praised President Mahinda Rajapaksa for hosting the meeting and defended Sri Lanka's approach to dealing with its violent past. From Colombo, Tom Eagledon reports.
Australia hosted the previous Chogham in Perth. Tony Abbott officially handed over chairmanship of the organisation to Sri Lanka at today's opening ceremony.
The great achievement of Australia's chairmanship is the Commonwealth Charter, which is a remarkable liberal and humane document which all of the 53 members of the Commonwealth have subscribed to.
That includes Sri Lanka, though evidence continues to grow of serious human rights abuses in the closing stages of the country's civil war.
It's not always easy to live up to these ideals. The important thing is to constantly strive to come closer to our best selves. That's the important thing. And Sri Lanka, since the end of the civil war, is undoubtedly much more free, much more prosperous, and has got a much better future.
In the lead-up to Chogham, British Foreign Secretary William Hague's been urging President Rajapaksa to investigate claims his army used systemic rape to crush the Tamil insurgency.
I'm not aware of those calls. I think the important thing is for the Sri Lankan government to press ahead with the task of reconciliation. Sri Lanka made some generous and appropriate commitments at the end of the civil war. It's doing its best to honour those commitments, and I look forward to that continuing.
That is not proving to be the case during Chogham. Tamil groups say they've been hassled and denied the right to protest in the lead-up to the meeting. Some Western journalists have run into problems moving outside Colombo, and claims have emerged that torture and rape of the Tamil community at the hands of Sri Lankan security forces have continued past the war's end.
Obviously, the Australian government deplores any use of torture. We deplore that. Wherever it might take place, we deplore that. But we accept that sometimes in difficult circumstances, difficult things happen. The important thing is to act as quickly as you can to bind up the nation's wounds and to build a better future.
Ahead of today's opening ceremony, Mr. Abbott met with British Prime Minister David Cameron, the two Conservative leaders' first encounter since Mr. Abbott won office.
Really looking forward to working together with you. Obviously, Britain and Australia, we have such ties of history, of language, of culture.
Britain, as David says, is Australia's oldest friend. We have so much in common. We have a history. We have so many shared institutions. We have shared values.
Later today, Mr. Abbott will dine with Prince Charles at a lunch for Commonwealth leaders elected since the last Chogham. The Prince has been sent in place of the Queen, who's pulling back from official duties. Mr. Abbott will attend Chogham over the weekend before returning to Australia for Parliament on Monday. This is Tom Eagledon reporting from Colombo for PM.